Now in the film room with the head coach, Gus Bradley, and the film room is always brought to you by Cadillac. This week, Andrew Luck has some great weapons, but interesting, their offense has had some issues with pressure with Andrew Luck. They made three out of the five offensive linemen changed this week going against the Tennessee Titans, and they really put the focal point on the workhorse running back, Frank Gore.
They did. They made those changes really to solidify the middle part of their offensive line, and those guys did a good job this week. But Frank Gore, I mean, you could have a half-hour discussion just on him. Great instincts, great patience as a running back, has a great feel for the zone scheme, which you're seeing right here.
I was looking back historically. He's in his 11th year, obviously the former 49er. He is right there near the top at a career-high yards per carry average at 4.7. That's impressive for a guy in his 11th year.
He really is. Very well respected across the league just for his work ethic and how he takes care of his body. So even though he has that many years, he doesn't play like it.
And Ryan Grigson, the general manager, has invested in some weapons for Andrew Luck. Let's start with T.Y. Hilton here at the top. A great catch here.
Now, T.Y. obviously is his number one pass threat. I mean, he's the guy that he likes to go to. They look for explosive plays for him. They know in a jump ball situation, even if it's tightly contested, he has a good chance to come down with it.
But he's not the only one. They had spent a first-round draft pick this year on a rookie from Miami, Philip Dorsett. And wow, what speed.
Right. Now, this one isn't as contested just because of his speed. So they've got some, guys with different elements to him. But Dorsett is a guy you know when he's on the field. You know what he brings to their offense, and it's that speed element.
The other guy is Dante Moncrief, a guy, third-round pick last year out of Mississippi. And I guess the numbers on him from a height, weight, speed were supposedly off the charts.
Yeah, you know, I think he had some things that teams were a little bit nervous of, but he seemed to get those cleaned up. And now they got a guy who's playing at a high level. It's got the height, the size, the speed that goes with it, and doing some good things for him.
To me, watching the film of their past two games, you got to start out with number one, stopping Frank Gore, make him one-dimensional, put some pressure on Andrew Luck.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's always going to be stop the run and go from there.